Randy Briggs had given the same address for home and work, Cloverleaf Apartments on Grand Avenue. I parked in the lot and walked into the small lobby. I took the stairs to the second floor. Briggs was 2B. I pressed the doorbell and stood to the side so I wasn't visible through the peephole. Randy Briggs opened his door and stuck his head out. Yeah? He looked just like I'd expected from his file, except he was only 3 feet tall. What's the matter? You never seen a short person before? Only on television. Guess this is your lucky day. I handed him my business card. I'm Stephanie Plum. I represent Vincent Plum Bail Bonds. You've missed your court date, and we would appreciate it if you'd reschedule. No, I'm not going to court. It was a bogus arrest. You don't understand. I'm appointed by the court to bring you in. Oh, yeah? How do you expect to do that? You think you can drag me out of my apartment and down the hall without looking like an idiot? Big bad bounty hunter picking on a little person? And that's what we're called, toots. Not midget, not dwarf, and not a freaking munchkin. My pager went off. I looked down to check the readout and slam! Briggs closed and locked his door. Well, that didn't go as smoothly as I had hoped. I had a choice now. I could break down his door and beat the bejesus out of him, or I could answer my mother's page. Neither was especially appealing, but I decided on my mother.